Let your heart become still and your mind quiet. Feel the softness of God's presence around you as you listen to the ringing of the bell. Let my prayer arise, O Lord, like incense before you. Like the evening sacrifice be the raising of my hands. Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Alleluia. A reading from Richard Raleigh. Come, my Savior, comfort my soul. Make me steadfast in my love for you, so that I never cease loving. When I began to love, your love laid hold of my heart and would allow me to desire nothing save love. There is a delightful warmth in the loving heart, and from it has issued sweetness, and in particular music, which comes in to soothe the soul. For there you, my God and my comfort, have set up your temple. A reading from the Psalms. Your love, O Lord, forever will I sing. From age to age my mouth will proclaim your faithfulness. For I am persuaded that your love is established forever. You have set your faithfulness firmly in the heavens. A reading from the words of Jesus. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Here ends the reading. Now close your eyes for a time of brief reflection and meditation. Take a deep breath and quiet your soul. Let these verses on love from the Bible reach deep into the core of your being, where they can take root and grow. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Whoever does not love does not know God. For God is love. If we love one another, God lives in us, and God's love is perfected in us. Now take a moment to reflect on this question. Where are the pockets in my soul that need to feel the deep love of God? And where are the feelings of love that I can share with others. Take some moments now to offer the concerns of your heart to heaven. Remember those who are in pain, those who are afraid, those who are alone, those whom you love, those who are dying, and those who are already in heaven. And pray for the needs of your own life. Let us pray. Gracious God, the tendrils of love that others offer sometimes feel frayed and damaged. The love I have to share with others sometimes feels strained and contrived. The love that comes from you sometimes feels distant and unreal. When love is less than I would like it to be, give me the strength to quiet my heart long enough to bring it to the edge of your embrace, where you can touch it and fill it and make it whole. I ask this for the sake of your love. Amen. Now close your eyes for a blessing. In the busy and in the hushed moments of your life, or when you feel yourself filled with fear, or loneliness looms all around, or when hopefulness beckons your heart and you are exultant in joy, may you know the unconditional and eternal love of God washing over you with the greatest gentleness as loving balm. And may the blessing of God be with you now and always. Amen. And so the yearning strong with which the soul will long shall far outpass the power of human telling, for none can guess its grace till love create a place wherein the Holy Spirit makes a dwelling.